In the final part of this session, we shall examine the adjustment to be made in the beneficiary's income tax computation where part of the income of the estate has already been charged to inheritance tax. In certain instances, income received by the executors after the date of death may have been included within the value of an asset in the death estate and subsequently charged to IHT. For example, assume a taxpayer died owning a gilt-edged security at the date of death. Included within the value of the security would be an element of accrued interest. This interest will therefore be charged to inheritance tax as part of the chargeable estate. The interest was actually paid to the executors after death. Remember that for income tax purposes, the executors are taxable on any interest they receive after death, even if part of the interest was earned before death. This will mean that some of the interest will be charged to IHT in the hands of the estate, and also to income tax when it is paid to the residuary beneficiary. An adjustment will therefore be required to reflect this double taxation. Section 669 ITOIA 2005 lays down steps to follow to calculate the adjustment. First, we calculate the net pre-death income. This is the gross income accruing before death, but received by the executors after death. From this, we deduct tax at the basic rate of 20%. Next, we calculate the IHT attributable to the net pre-death income. We do this by taking the net pre-death income and multiplying by the average estate rate. The estate rate is the IHT payable on death as a percentage of the chargeable estate. Once we have the IHT attributable to the net pre-death income, we gross this up at the basic rate. This gives us the IHT adjustment. This adjustment is deducted from the gross income distributable to the residuary beneficiary. The resulting figure is the gross income chargeable to higher rate tax in the hands of the beneficiary. Note that the adjustment applies for higher rate purposes only. Therefore, the amount of the IHT paid on the pre-death income is charged at the basic and lower rates, but not at the higher rates of 40% and 32.5%, or 50% and 42.5% for those with income over £150,000. The relief is only available to beneficiaries with an absolute interest in the residue of the estate. The adjustment will typically apply to assets such as gilts and bonds, whose value includes an element of accrued interest, and to shares whose value may have been enhanced to the right to receive a future dividend. It can also apply to normal bank accounts, as interest earned but unpaid at the date of death will be an asset of the estate for IHT purposes. By way of an example, Mr. Adams died on the 1st of April 2010. He left his entire estate to his son, Martin. The estate consisted of his private house and chattels, a bank deposit account, shares in XYZ PLC, and some government securities. The gross estate was £680,000, and the IHT payable was £152,000. The administration of the estate ended on the 31st of January 2011, and details of the income and expenses in 2010-11 are as per your screen. The executors received net bank interest of £2,000, dividends of £9,000, and interest on treasury stock of £4,000. Estate management expenses in the period were £500. Martin is a company director earning £60,000 per annum. He therefore pays tax at 40%. The executors made no income distributions during the administration period. The estate income includes income accrued at death, but not received by the executors until after death. The accrued income is net bank interest of £500, dividends of £3,600, and gilt interest of £1,000. We need to calculate the extra tax payable by Martin on the estate income. The first step is to work out the income payable to Martin at the end of the administration period. The gross income received by the executors in 2010-11 is bank interest of £2,500, dividends of £10,000, and gilt interest of £4,000. Note here that the gilt interest would have been received gross, so no grossing up is needed. Tax is paid on the interest at the basic rate of 20% and is suffered on the dividends at 10%. From the net estate income, we deduct management expenses. Management expenses were £500, which are deemed to have been paid from dividend income. The net income distributable to Martin is therefore £5,200 of interest and £8,500 of dividends. We gross these up at the appropriate rates to give gross income distributable to Martin of £6,500 and £9,444 respectively. Martin will be taxed on this net distributable income. However, we need to make an adjustment for the pre-death income which has been charged to IHT. This is done as follows. We first calculate the net pre-death income. This is the gross income accruing before death but received by the executors after death. This is £625 of bank interest, £4,000 of gross dividends and £1,000 of gilt interest. From this we deduct tax at the basic rate of 20% to give us net pre-death income of £4,500. Next we calculate the IHT attributable to the net pre-death income. The IHT payable on death is £152,000. The chargeable estate is £680,000, so the average estate rate is 22.35%. We multiply this by the net pre-death income of £4,500 to give a net IHT adjustment of £1,006. The net IHT adjustment is £1,006. We gross this up at the basic rate, giving a gross IHT adjustment of £1,257. This adjustment will be deducted from the gross income distributable to the residuary beneficiary. The gross income distributable to Martin is £6,500 of interest and £9,444 of dividends. We then deduct the IHT adjustment of £1,257 and the resulting figure is the gross income chargeable to higher rate tax in the hands of Martin. The final thing to do here is to apportion the adjustment of £1,257 between the interest and the dividends. We do this by using the gross accrued income, which was £1,625 of interest and £4,000 of dividends. The IHT adjustment allocated to the interest is £1,625 over £5,625 multiplied by £1,257, giving £363. Martin therefore has £6,137 of gross interest from the estate, which is chargeable to higher rate tax. As he is a 40% taxpayer, he'll pay an extra 20% tax on the interest, being £1,227. We do the same with the dividends. The IHT adjustment allocated to the dividends is £4,000 over £5,625 multiplied by £1,257, giving £894. Martin therefore has £8,550 of gross dividends from the estate, which is chargeable to higher rate tax. As his marginal rate of tax on dividend income is 32.5%, he will pay an extra 22.5% tax on the dividends, being £1,924. There is one practice question to complete this session. We first calculate distributable income for the first tax year of the administration period, 2009-10. Gross rental income is £12,000, gross interest is £8,000, and gross dividends are £5,000. Taxes charged on the executors at the basic, lower, and dividend rate. Expenses are deemed to have been met from dividend income, leaving distributable income of the year as per your screen. A distribution of £10,000 was made to the residuary beneficiary during 2009-10. This comes from non-savings income in priority to other income. The distribution wipes out the net rental income, therefore the balance of the distribution must come from the bank interest. This distribution will be certified to the beneficiary with an appropriate 20% tax credit. The undistributed income is carried forward to 2010-11. We do the same exercise for 2010-11, which is the final tax year of administration. Again, we start with gross income for the year and deduct any tax suffered by the executors. Expenses are met from dividends, leaving distributable income for the year as per your screen. As this is the final year of administration, all income for the year, plus any undistributed income from previous years, is deemed to have been paid to the residual beneficiary at the end of the administration period. We therefore add on the undistributed income brought forward to leave income payable to the beneficiary on the 5th of April 2011. This will be certified on Form R185. The rental income payable is £8,000. The interest payable is £10,800. The dividends payable are £1,800. The rents are deemed to be paid net of 20% tax, so the gross income is £10,000. The interest is paid net of 20% tax, so the gross income is £13,500. The dividends carry a notional 10% tax credit, so gross income is £2,000. Therefore, the total gross income on which the beneficiary will be charged in 2010-11 is £25,500. That completes this session on the taxation position of beneficiaries of a deceased estate.